Chris Abley comes from a wealthy family and has used some of that money to pay for a slew of pre-primary television ads that tout his 5 years as Milwaukee County Executive.
Chris Abley's cleaning up the mess, balanced the budget without raising taxes 5 years in a row, while increasing services.
But while Abley's ad also appears to take a swipe at the previous county executive, Governor Scott Walker, it's Abley's occasional partnerships with Walker and legislative Republicans that have another county executive candidate, Milwaukee State Senator Chris Larson, on the attack.
All right, let's get started. Thank you for being here at Lake Park.
Larson's news conference on Monday criticized Abley's support for a Republican-authored law that gives the county executive the ability to sell some county parks that are not zoned as parkland without the okay of the Milwaukee County Board. Larson says Abley has often teamed up with the GOP in Madison.
There's other pieces of legislation that he sought that would give him near unilateral authority on budgeting, as well as near unilateral authority on policy.
Last night in Milwaukee, Larson, Abley, and the other two men running for Milwaukee County Executive finally squared off face-to-face at a debate sponsored by local Democrats. Abley said he would not sell any county parks.
I've spent 20 years trying to do everything I can, not just saying, not just talking, committing real resources and working very hard and with some success to protect land and, since I've been at the county, increase parkland.
Abley says no one knew some county parkland isn't zoned as parks, and he's asked Milwaukee County communities to rezone their land to protect it. Abley took on Larson's concerns about cooperation with Republicans in an answer to a question about a GOP law that allows a locally appointed administrator to take over some failing Milwaukee public schools. Abley says he did not seek that authority.
But rather than just say, hey, you know, this is wrong and walk away from it, I'm taking legislation that did pass and trying to turn it into something good.
But Senator Larson says County Executive Abley should not have appointed a local school administrator.
It shouldn't have been passed, and the executive should not have done anything with it. And as executive, I would have done what the mayor did and said, no thanks. Because he knows this is designed by the same people who delivered the largest cut to education in our state's history.
Some public sector labor unions like AFSCME are supporting Larson. The other two candidates for Milwaukee County Executive are running lower profile campaigns. Entrepreneur Joe Klein, who's with the Wisconsin Pirate Party, is making a big push for more open government.
You know, I'm willing to, if need be, hang a camera above my desk. I'm certainly willing to put staff meetings on streaming video.
The fourth candidate, Carpenter Steve Hogan, didn't say a lot during last night's debate, but he did pound down the state's Milwaukee Bucks arena financing deal that Chris Abley helped negotiate.
I think we should tell the NBA to go to hell. Nobody wants to spend $80 million of taxpayer money on a building because the Bradley Center doesn't have nice box seats for the rich people.
The two top vote-getters in the February 16th primary will square off again in April. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.